כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
מזמור מזמר להשם על ריצה שמסיריה. We are up to one of the central psukim in the Mizmor. Ki toiv zamra lelikeinu. This is Reitza Hashem Sireyev Shem Yachlim Lechazde. The last psukim we're leading up to this pasuk. We start the Mizmor with a special excitement and simcha. In Hoidor, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be His chosen nation, and that's what makes us special. We're living in a generation with such a lack of clarity. People are looking for all kinds of shtiyot. People are looking just for material acquisitions and for power. And this one thinks it's going to get covered from being... get a doctorate, and this one's going to get from being a millionaire, and this one from being a politician. Who knows what it is? It's all shtiyot, all that stuff. It lasts for a few years and goes to the grave. The only thing that lasts is Elikeinu, our kesher, personal kesher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the world is confused. That's why we had all these psukim that we said beforehand. We want to set ourselves right every morning when we get up in the morning. We are special. We are the nation that Hashem is Marash and Shechina Pan. We are the nation. He never left us, and He'll always be with us, because He wants to be Masha Shechina upon us. And even Golas is Masha to a certain degree. Kavavan, when Mespal, they have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And we realize that Hashem takes into account every single jewel, like takes into account every star in the heavens. But the second point that we spoke about yesterday, and now we're finishing, sometimes it looks like the powerful people are the ones who are controlling the world. They're the ones who are successful. And the Mizmor tells us, Hashem takes care of everything. We don't need to be super powerful. We don't need to be super this, super that. Even the cow has no way of sustaining himself other than eating the grass. Hashem sets up a whole complicated system so he should have what to eat. The raven that has nothing to eat, Hashem provided food. If you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll have everything. The power of the physical power of the human being that is not favorable in the eyes of Hashem. The one who has Yerushalayim, the one who realized I'm living every second of my life with Hashem, that's Yerushalayim. I feel Hashem with me the entire time. And we behave in a fashion, like I said in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Shiviti Hashem l'negdi somet. I always feel Hashem is with me. It's such an uplifting feeling, a glorified feeling, and a feeling that gives a person a peace of mind in every situation. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be concerned. And I don't even have to get insulted or hurt. Because I'm with Hashem. Hashem is with me. And He's going to make sure everything is going to go good as long as I go with Him. It's a miyachlim l'chastel. I don't think I'm the world's saddest and Hashem owes me anything and then get frustrated because I don't get what I want. I don't expect anything. Chesed! How can a person who's alive complain if he has a gift of life? Another rabbi, when a misbal takadosh bohu, we misbal Hashem should have nachmonis and be mischazed with us. That type of person is rotsui takadosh bohu. He is favorable and beloved in the eyes of Hashem. There's nothing greater to bring us success in life, all important things in life, for ourselves and for our family, for our children. There's nothing more important than to be rotsui, close, beloved in the eyes of Hashem. So that's every morning when we say this. The world leaves so much room for confusion. The gvur sasus, the powerful people, those shtiyot, Hashem sustains the world. Hashem takes care of everybody, every one of us. And if we have that feeling of Yireyas, I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Miyachim L'chazdoi, as we see, Shez Chasodim, then Hashem will take care of us. And we will also feel close to Hashem and uplifted. I just heard by Yeshiva of Isha Tzidkonis. There's a wife of a pilder, Adel, the Tamachokam Yerushalayim, told me that she was had cancer for 30 years. And she was always in a good mood. She was always saying that she feels good. And she felt that way. She felt she was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She was a Rotzeri in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there were times that there were hardships and pains and everything else. And he said she never changed. She always had that peaceful countenance. Always be mechazek other people. Always be mesamech b'chelko. Upon him, this is the only way to have that type of life. The real quality of life is only found by those who are b'chin of Yireyah. So with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed u'mishpat ashir aloch. When it's pleasant, we praise Hashem, and even if it's not pleasant, we praise Hashem because we know it's for our benefit. Should be zeichah to pay attention more. Every day, this is one of the pinnacles of a psukah d'zimra. Zeichah Hashem is yireyah, v'shem yachim l'chastri. This predicts us our success in life, our pleasant life, our tzlochas l'chayim, and reaching our tatlas, and helping bring up our families and our children in the right avirah, that spirit, pride. We have it right. We are the most powerful. We are the best. We are the most beloved. Because we are with HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon. 03-617-1111